This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. At our home, near the banks of the Ojolote, it's the trickster spring season. Not just spring, but trickster spring. The season of, who knows, the season of 50-degree days, then 80-degree days, then 50-degree overnights, then 30-degree overnights. In mid-April, we got a freeze that just zapped the new mesquite leaves, disproving yet again that old saw, the freezes are done when the mesquites leaf out. Ha! The spring freeze that can really bum me out is the one that occurs when our old native walnut trees, the old native walnuts on our property, are flowering. Ouch, I say, with a few expletives added as I look at the crispy male catkins. No, they don't try again until next year. And it's not that the fruit, the walnuts, are something we harvest to eat. They're edible, and they're pretty small. It's a lot of work. But I just like walnuts littering the ground under those large old trees. I am a fan of native plant litter. But listen, so far, so good for the walnuts. But it is a season of fluctuating temperatures, of calm days, of howling windy days, of sunny days, cloudy days. Trickster spring. On a calm day, I was working near our barn, trying to stay on task, fix a fence, clean up an old nursery area, move some lumber, and I saw some plants, several little 6 to 8 inch dust-covered plants, growing up through dry soil, and they were blooming. I kneeled, leaned in, and smelled them. I'll be darned. Verbena, I thought you were long gone, I said to those plants, because they were seedlings, offspring of a contract grow we did for a wholesale nursery. We did that in the early 2000s. I think 2002, we grew 5,000 one-gallon Verbena goodenai. Now, Glandularia goodenai. 5,000 Glandularia goodenai. That little cluster of blooming Glandularia by my barn were wonderful relics of a crazy grow-out. I remember back then shouting to Mrs. Keedy, "We'll be rich! We'll be rich!" who smiled and kept plugging away and up-potting 5,000 verbenas. My gosh, it's a favorite plant. I mean, I don't bump into it a lot out this way, but when we lived near Tucson, we saw it a lot. And a favorite place was west of Tucson. And there's a road that goes from Three Points to Sassape. And in Gooding Verbena, they were found. You could see them in the arroyos that crossed the road. Some of those upright little bushes were over a foot tall, almost 2 feet tall, with showy clusters of lavender flowers, fragrant flowers, a fragrance that just said to me, wild, sweet, and wild. Oh, wait, before I forget, the genus Glandularia, from Latin for lots of glands. Plants in this genus, the foliage and the calyces have glands on them, tiny glands. The specific epithet, goodenai, honors the botanist Leslie Gooding, who was poking around southern Arizona for quite a while during the 1900s. He's also honored with a Salix, Salix goodenai, and a Fraxinus, an ash, Fraxinus goodenai. Sounds like a wonderful, wonderful guy. Gooding verbena, by the way, can be found around you and me and beyond on dry slopes, dry arroyos, below, this is important, below 5,000 feet. And it's been in the horticulture trade a long time, so you can find this showy wildflower at a favorite native plant nursery. Yeah, you can. It's showy, my friends, but that fragrance, oh my gosh, wild and sweet. Reminding me during a trickster spring day that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.